Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my conversation about debt and the internal work that you can do around debt. And the next concept I want to cover is that debt is a mirror, and it can be a mirror for the energy of owing. And what this looks like. I learned this from Michael Bernard Beckwith in his prosperity course. It's if you think someone owes you something, the outpouring of that energy of owing can show up as physical debt in your reality. And so you have to go within you, and clear the energy of owing. So it's not just money. Though definitely money, you could have loaned someone money and they didn't pay you back. And so now you feel you're owed, owing. And then that can manifest debt in your physical reality. And when I first heard this concept, I was very resistant to it. I was like, I don't know. I just have some debt, right? But I think that it's now that I've sat with it for a couple of years, I'm like, oh, that is so true. And for me, I had to really see it and understand it. I had to go and even look at some inner child things, you know, some of the ways energy showed up in my childhood created an energy of owing within me. And then that created debt very early in my adult life. And so, and even recently, I had something that didn't get paid, and I had really created an energy and a world for myself where things always got paid, particularly that expense. And it came from because I had done something for someone a couple of months ago. It wasn't business related. It was just in my personal life. And it wasn't a discussion of payment involved at all. I was really doing it for out of the goodness of my heart. And, but that person had said to me, oh, when I get paid on this thing, I'm going to pay you for helping me with this. And so in the back of my mind for 2 months, I was like, oh, they're going to pay me. And so recently when I was meditating on and contemplating why this particular thing didn't get paid, I was like, oh, because in the back of my mind, I kept waiting on this person was going to pay me. And what I thought they would pay me would have covered that. And then some was my thought process, even though a number was never discussed. And so I had to go in and clear the energy of being owed, right? And say to myself, hey, if it shows up, it shows up. But, you know, it's a gift. It's an unthought of windfall. It's not a part of earning, right? And so so it can be, it could be that you did someone a favor and the favor wound up being far more energetically taxing than you thought it was going to be. And so there's maybe a part of you that's a bit resentful. That resentment attached to the owing energetically can manifest as debt in your physical reality, or owing of money in your physical reality. And so clear out the energy of owing. And you can do that through forgiveness. You can do that through actually, you know, if you did loan someone money and they haven't paid you back, go and collect on that. You can do that through a releasing letter, writing a letter to that person. But whatever it takes, it becomes your responsibility to clear out the energy of being owed. Also, my spirit guides wanted me to make this point, is that sometimes you act out of generosity and you have a sense that it will come back to you, right? But be mindful of thinking it needs to come back to you from that source, right? So maybe you did something for someone and you're like, I'm helping them out and I know it'll come back to me. But even that thought process of it'll come back to me, you're still directing it in in that way, you're focusing that energy on that person, where spirit might have already brought you the blessing and you just missed it because you were focused on it'll probably come back from that particular source. And so you got to step out of that being owed energy so you can see your blessings as they're showing up. You can be grateful for them, and then you can be receptive to even more blessings by way of the energy of gratitude. So let go of the belief that it needs to come back to you a certain way, because it will come back. It probably already has come back, and you just weren't in a place to acknowledge it because you thought it needed to come in a particular way. So releasing and clearing the energy of being owed. Challenging, and it has a lot of legs as you really dig into it. But if you want to be a person that feels bigger than your debt and not feel that debt is a source of struggle in your life, you might want to go in and look at, where do I think I need to be paid back energetically? Maybe not, it's not even a money issue. Right? The releasing the energy of being owing can manifest as physical debt in your reality. All right, that's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Play with it, journal on it, sit with it, be willing to pray, release, and forgive and let go. It's not an excuse, you know, anytime we do forgiveness work or releasing work, it's not an excuse for bad behavior. But it clears the energetic decks within you so that you can transcend whatever you're facing, because it's so often difficult to overcome or find a solution when you're holding on to something that doesn't serve you well. That's the best way I can put it. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to help you change your internal world so that you can create a physical reality that is of your making. Please consider my Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Information can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Take care.